Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-L-S-R-E-G-R-E-A-T. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. In the kitchen, Gloria is joined by Edith.
Oh, my, I just saw the saddest thing on TV.
What was it, Ma? New comedy show?
Oh, no, it was a drama all about a young couple whose car gets stuck in the desert and they're dying of thirst.
Yeah? What happened to them?
Well, in the beginning, you see this young couple packing up to take an automobile trip way across the country. And they get in the car and they start off. And then there's a commercial. And in the commercial, there's a couple, only they're older. And they're taking a trip, too. Their trip is across
Michael's friend Stuart's going to be here pretty soon. And I'm really in kind of a hurry, so why don't you start from the end?
Since they're running out of water, the husband walks off into the desert at night so his wife can have another day to get saved, which she does get.
Saved?
Yeah.
And do they find a husband?
Yeah.
Good.
He was dead. It ain't many husbands who would give up his life so his wife can live.
Ma, you think Michael would die for me?
Oh, sure. Mike is very thoughtful.
He walks in.
Hi, Ma.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. Good stuff.
Tell your friends where you got it.
I got your stuff in the refrigerator for sandwiches. I had a late class. I didn't get a chance to eat.
Mike, I'll fix you something.
No, that's all right, Ma. I'll do it. I better hurry, though. Stuart will be here any minute.
Stuart is very smart, ain't he? What is he studying to be?
Doctor of philosophy.
Oh, yeah. That's one of them doctors that don't give prescriptions, right?
Yeah, that's right, Ma. He's really got some mind. He's got one of those rare brains you don't come across too often.
Mm. Is he as smart as you?
Yeah, I'd put him in my class.
I'm glad your friend Stuart can make it over tonight. It'd be nice to have some company.
Yeah, it'd be nice to sit around and have a conversation with somebody who has a real intellect.
Oh, my. It's going to be just like the Merv Griffin show. Oh, Mike, those nuts and raisins are for later when you're playing chess. Oh, you can eat that one now. Just think, two college boys. Oh, the house is going to be full of brains tonight.
Edith leaves.
Michael?
Yeah?
Do you love me?
Yeah.
Would you give up your life for me?
Right after I finish this sandwich.
This movie on TV takes place in this desert where this husband gives up his life so his wife can live, and I was just wondering if you would do the same for me.
Sure, honey. If we're ever in the Sahara Desert together, you got my life. We got any pickles?
Oh, I'm serious.
Yep, we got some.
I mean, if we were stranded in the desert and we had just enough water for one of us, what would you do?
I'd flip you for it. What do you want from me? That's a very tough question to answer. Not many people know how to react in a life or death situation.
Okay, forget the desert. Let's say we're out in the ocean, and there's this shark coming at us. Would you swim in front of his teeth to save me?
How big is the shark?
Well, he's big. He's very big. He's a man-eating shark.
Well, then maybe you should swim in front of it to save me.
Why?
Because it's a man-eating shark.
Gloria rolls her eyes, and Mike takes a bite of his sandwich.
You didn't say women eating shark, yeah?
how much you care for me.
I care for you, honey. I care for you. If you care for me, you'll let me finish this sandwich before Stuart gets here.
Michael.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
She takes it.
Michael, we are lost in the mountains.
Now we're in the mountains.
This is our only food, our only chance for survival. Would you give me this sandwich?
I wouldn't have to. You take it from me. Give me the sandwich back,
Mark. No,
oh, come on.
Mom,
don't run around.
I want a straight answer from you.
Honey, wait, that's my dinner. Will you quit fooling around?
Michael, I just want to hear you say you give up your life for me. Would you say it?
Give me the sandwich. Mom!
He chases her out of the kitchen.
Just say the words. Just say you'd lay down your life for me.
It's ridiculous. How did we get into this conversation?
Oh, say the words, Michael. Say the words.
All right, all right. I'd lay down my life for you.
You would?
Yes. I give you the food. I give you the water.
Well, what about the shark?
I give you the shark. I didn't mean that. I meant I'd let the shark eat me. All right? You happy? Can I have my sandwich back, please?
Yeah, here.
The sandwich is squished into a ball.
That's nice. That's real nice.
Oh, Mike, I'll fix you another sandwich. Oh, I get it.
It's probably Stuart.
Edith runs to the door.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Stuart Henderson.
Oh. How do you do?
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your dinner.
She holds the sandwich.
Oh, this ain't my dinner. It's Mike's. Well, come on in.
Hey, how you doing, Stuart? Nice to see you. Oh,
excuse me, I'll get the coffee.
Oh, thanks, Ma. That's my mother-in-law, and this is my wife, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Stuart Henderson.
Hi, Stuart.
Stuart, why don't we sit down over here? I got the chest set out. We can
play. Gloria, listen, I don't mean to embarrass you, but, you know, you're every bit as beautiful as Michael said you were.
Oh, please, embarrass me.
Stuart, remember in our Philo 500 class last week, somebody brought up the question, what is beauty?
I mean, whether the answer is to be found in psychology or philosophy?
Right, and that guy agreed with Santana that beauty is pleasure objectified. But I don't know, I like what Spinoza said. Beauty is anything that meets the fundamental needs of our nature.
When I was 14, I thought the Beatles' hair was beautiful.
Well, listen, a lot of people do. As a matter of
honey,
fact...
Honey, why don't you go in the kitchen and see if Ma needs any help with the coffee and cookies, huh?
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, sit down over here, Stuart.
Gloria mopes to the kitchen.
Need any help, Mom?
No, thanks. Is anything wrong?
Well, I don't know. We were just talking about how beautiful I am, and then suddenly I got kicked out.
Well, maybe they're just two college boys talking. You remember what Mike said. He likes to talk to somebody real intelligent.
Oh, that's not what he said, Mom. Better not be.
She rejoins Mike and Stuart.
Stuart, you have to admit that the sense of hearing does have some aesthetic value for animals. Havelock Ellis wrote about a tiger who was pacified by a violin.
Yeah, but only for certain sounds. You know, that same tiger was infuriated by the sound of a piccolo.
That's right, that's right. I guess, yeah, it's the softer, sweeter sounds they go for, like violins or flutes, yeah.
And I guess that's why they say music hath charms to soothe savage beasts, huh?
Breast. Breast.
Oh.
Music hath charms to soothe the savage breast, not beast.
Oh.
A lot of people make that mistake. Let's see, the exact quote is, music hath charms to soothe the savage breast, to soften rocks... or bend a knotted tree.
Oak. Huh? Bend a knotted oak.
A lot of people make that mistake, Mike.
Let's play chess, huh?
Listen, why don't we do something we can all do, huh?
Play charades.
Great. No. I don't want to play charades. Honey, you know, Stuart and I would love some coffee. If it's ready, could you go get us some, please?
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, thank you very much, dear.
Gloria heads back to the kitchen.
He did it again, Ma.
Did what?
Sent me out of the room.
Why?
Because I didn't say breath.
Talking about things like that.
Oh, maybe... no, Ma. It's just that Michael's trying to hog the whole evening, that's all.
Oh, Gloria. Stuart is one of Mike's best friends.
Well, I'm one of his best wives. And I don't like being sent out of the room every time I open my mouth.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong in being a good listener. Archie says that's what makes a good wife.
I don't want to be that kind of wife.
There are two ways of studying man. One starts with the environment and deals with man as a mechanism of adjustment.
Coffee's on.
Yeah, thank you. Of course, this theory reduces thoughts to things and mind to matter. But on the other
hand... Look, Gloria said something about playing charades. How about it, huh?
No, I don't want to play charades.
Yeah, I'll start.
No, charades.
Come on, just a couple.
All right, just one. We'll play one charade and that's it, all right?
Okay,
Gloria starts miming.
A movie.
Four words.
She makes a big circle with her hands.
You're gonna do the whole thing.
She blows and sways her hips.
Whistling.
Blowing.
She waves her arms and shuffles through the kitchen door.
She left the room.
In the kitchen.
Did he kick you out again?
Charades!
She leans through the door and blows.
Gone with the wind!
Right!
Gone with the wind.
Yeah, hey, that's great. Yeah, terrific, Gloria.
Really terrific. I wonder what Freud would have said about charades.
Well, knowing Freud, he'd probably think it was a way of acting out sexual fantasies.
Oh, boy, that Freud, everything with him was sex, wasn't it? He probably would have thought Goldilocks was a nymphomaniac because she liked to sleep in different beds.
Aha! Uh-huh. Then you must agree with Adler.
I don't know. Who's Adler?
It's a little bit complicated. I'll explain it to you later. Why don't you go check on the cookies, huh?
Okay, Michael, but just one more charade, okay?
No. No more charades. Oh, come
just
on.
Just one more. It'll only take a minute, okay?
Oh, come on. Just one more. One more. Go ahead. One more. But that's it. No more charades after this. Go ahead.
Gloria mimes.
It's two words.
The first word is what?
Push.
It's pushing. It's shoving. It's shove. 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 Second word is what? It's a small word.
And?
It's butt. It's and. It's it. It's shove it.
Gloria taps her nose and points to Mike. Mike shifts his eyes from side to side as Gloria glares, and Stuart grins to himself.
Excuse me, Stuart.
She heads upstairs, leaving Stuart laughing and Mike chewing his lip. Upstairs, Gloria paces in her bedroom. She sits on her bed, and Mike storms in.
What were you trying to pull down there, Gloria?
Gloria isn't here.
Huh?
This is your dog, Rover. Fetch the cookies, Gloria. Fetch the coffee. Fetch next, master, you dead duck.
She points and pants.
What are you doing?
She licks his hand.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Did you flip out or something?
Yeah.
Don't you realize what you were doing to me down there? You were either ordering me to get you something or to sit down and be quiet.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You made me feel this big in front of Stuart, inferring I was dumb.
Implying.
Huh?
The listener infers, the speaker implies.
Oh, I did it again, huh? Oh.
She looks in the mirror.
How could you marry anyone with such a small mind?
I don't think you have a small mind.
I was talking to myself, you egotist.
Got back at me. You gave me a shot. You happy now?
No, because you still don't understand what I'm talking about, do
you?
Yes,
I do. You want to feel part of things, right?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you come downstairs? You can watch Stuart and me play chess.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
Well, yeah, that's the best way to learn the moves. You watch two experts play.
Well, then I've got a good move for you, Michael. Why don't you get out?
Oh, honey, come
on. I said out!
Edith stumbles in.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Stuart is downstairs.
I was just on my way down, Ma. Maybe you can talk some sense to her. Excuse me.
Mike leaves.
Gloria! What's the matter?
Nothing. Just losing my husband, that's all.
Oh, what makes you think that?
I don't stimulate him anymore.
What?
I mean mentally, Ma. While he's at school studying Sigmund Freud, I'm behind the cosmetic counter at Kressler's selling milk baths to fat cows.
Don't you want Mike to get his master's degree?
I don't know anymore. I'm busy working his way through school and my way out of a marriage.
Oh, Gloria, it couldn't be that bad.
Oh, it is, Ma. Don't you see? The more and more educated he gets, the more he's going to need a woman that's got it all up here, not someplace else.
You got just as much up there as you got someplace else. That think that women who got it someplace else ain't got it up here. But I know a lot of women who got it up here and someplace else. I know some women who got it up here and don't got it someplace else. And I know some women who had it up someplace else. And when they got older, it moved.
Gloria knits her brow.
Understand at all. Don't you see? I'm not smart enough for Michael.
Glory, you should never talk like that. There's lots of ways of being smart. There's book smart and there's people smart. And sometimes people smart is a lot more important.
Michael doesn't think so.
Well, neither does Archie. But that's the way we got this house.
What do you mean?
Well, when we wanted to buy it, it cost more than we could afford. But Archie said that we could bargain the price down if we worked like a team.
Like how?
Well, Archie would do the talking part, and I would do the keeping quiet part. But Archie made the owner mad, and the man said he wouldn't sell the house to Archie if he was the last man on earth.
Ma, I'm sorry, but I don't see what any of this has got to do with Michael and me.
But it has. This is where the people smart comes in. You see, I took the owner aside, and I told him how I felt, how I liked the house, how I could feel all the warmness in it from living in the house with his lovely wife and his cute little kids. And guess what? The man said we could have the house in spite of...
In spite of Daddy?
Oh, no, in spite of the owner was a bachelor. You see, the maid liked the way I talked, but I didn't tell Archie it was me that got the house. I let Archie think that he did it.
Well, I don't think that's right. A smart wife shouldn't be afraid to show her husband she is smart. Tonight, I'm feeling pretty inferior. Oh, what am I gonna do?
Oh, Gloria. Why don't you do what you always do? Talk to Mike and tell him how you feel.
Yeah, I suppose I should. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a second-class citizen just because I didn't go to college. And I'm gonna go down there and tell him right now.
Good.
Yeah, he's gonna have to either accept me the way I am or find somebody else.
Gloria pauses at the door.
What's the matter?
What if he finds somebody else?
She starts to weep. Downstairs.
Checkmate.
I didn't even see that.
That's the third time you didn't see it. Let's call it a night, okay, Mike?
No. Let's play one more. I want to win one, just one.
Mike, I haven't got that much time. I'm already 27 years old.
Am I that bad?
Hey, Mike, forget it, will you?
No, really. Tell me, how bad am I?
Okay, you're terrible.
Seriously.
Oh, seriously? You're the worst.
Why would you want to play with me?
I didn't. You made me play. Listen, it's getting late, Mike.
No, wait a second, Stu. What do you mean I made you play? I thought you liked to play chess.
I do, and I wish we had played some tonight.
Oh, come on,
Mike. I was perfectly happy playing charades with Gloria.
Yeah, that doesn't take any thought.
Look, Mike, who has to be thinking all the time? Hey, look, all night long you've been coming on like, hey, here we are, guys, a couple of intellectuals. Hey, well, I don't know about you, but I like to think I'm more than just that. Now, look,
You're a fun guy. You know, the best time I ever had with you was the night that we went bowling and you beat me, remember?
145 to 137.
So what do you say we do it again sometime, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. I'll see you in class.
I'll see you later, Stuart.
Stuart leaves, and Gloria stomps down the stairs.
Michael, we have to have a talk.
Not now.
Now. Our marriage is in trouble. When one partner thinks of the other as intellectually inferior.
Yes. Sure, that's great. First Stuart calls me a dope, and now you're calling me one.
I didn't call you a dope.
No, but that's what you were thinking, Gloria. Well, let me tell you something. Chess is not the be-all and end-all of everything. There are a lot of brilliant guys who can't play chess. Bowling is important, too. Damn well what I'm talking about, Gloria. I'm talking about you calling me intellectually inferior.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about me. I'm the dope.
Oh. Well, then that's all right.
All right?
I didn't mean it that way, honey. You're very bright.
Sure, as long as I stay in the kitchen. Oh, let's face it, Michael, I'm just another dumb blonde, right?
No, you're not. You're not, honey. You're very, very naturally bright. There's a big difference between knowledge and intelligence. You happen to have intelligence.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, tonight you were smarter than me.
I was?
Yeah. You were smart enough not to play chess with Stuart.
He beat you, huh?
Oh, boy.
Well, I wouldn't care if Stuart beat you at chess 100 times. You're smart enough for me any time. It's just that I'm afraid because you're getting more and more educated, and I'm not. And pretty soon you won't need me anymore.
Oh, honey. Is that what's bothering you? Hey, Albert Einstein loved his wife, and she was a very simple woman.
About?
Because you're getting a master's degree and I barely finished high school. That's why.
Are you crazy? What do you think? I'm not going to love you just because all you have is a high school education? Gloria, you're a warm, wonderful, sensitive, desirable woman.
I know. But that's not enough.
When I married you because I loved you, and that has not changed.
But you're changing. Don't you see, Michael? You're going to meet more and more Stuarts, and then I'm going to be left out of a very important part of your life. And it can only get worse. Or maybe if I could go to college, things would be different. I don't know.
Then you will.
What do you mean? I can't go to college.
Why not? You've been helping me through school these past few years. When I graduate and get a job, I'll do the same for you.
You would do that for me?
Sure. Honey, quid pro quo.
That means...
I know what that means.
I'm sorry.
It means you love me.
Gloria jumps into Mike's lap, and they share a big kiss.
Oh.
Edith tiptoes down the stairs.
What's going on here?
Oh, Mom, Michael's putting me through school.
Don't let me interrupt you doing your homework.
Edith shuffles off, and Mike and Gloria keep kissing. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny, written by Roger Shulman and John Baskin. Script supervision by Don Nickel, Michael Ross, Bernie West. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer Gene Marcione.
The Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel, produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Greg Mullavy, Stuart Henderson. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.